It is the 14th of February. The 14th of February. Do you know what day it is? There's a song that says, do you know what a day it is? It is a what? Oh, I forgot. I know the song. All right. So good morning and welcome to Eagle FM. It is a Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And Francina? Happy Valentine's to you and all the guys as well, and especially to the women. Happy Valentine's to you, my colleague, especially the woman one and the men as well. So, and Francina, so what is your day like? Yeah. What are you lining up for? Okay. Something that is, that's happening this afternoon or this evening, you know. Happy Valentine's to you. And happy Valentine's to you, my dear listeners. It is a widely recognized as a day for expression of love and affections, particularly in a romantic, but it's not only for romantic relationship. It's significant for any relationship. There are those who said, you must show love every day. Yes. We do that. You must do that every day. But today, specifically, it's just a day that put aside for that expression of love and affection. Just to do something maybe out of the ordinary, you know, out of the ordinary, to someone. And let me tell you what we have done. Okay. I'm going to tell you what we have done this morning. Okay. So we decided in my house, we decided that okay, this Valentine's Day, we're going now to dedicate it to the mother in the house. Okay. To the wife and the mother in the house. So we decided. And then I caught up with my children. So my son and my daughter and said, okay, so we have to do something for mommy. All right. So this Valentine's Day, it's exactly, you know, dedicated to her. Let's say we appreciate what she does for us in the house, the effort and everything that she does for us. So let's just dedicate this Valentine to her. So each one, I ask that each one, of course, they get their pocket money and all that. Each one, you have to get out of your pocket something, you know, you have to get something out of your pocket to contribute now to our joint, you know, gift or something. And then we did that yesterday. Each one contributed more than. So then we have to go buy certain things, specific things that, you know, she likes. What are the things that she likes? You know, everybody contributed. And then, so we put it together ourselves. And then, you know, this morning, surprise her with that. And of course she cried, you know. So yeah, did something in our family. That's why I said it doesn't have to be romantic in necessary between two love birds or something like that. You can always do something unique, something very special to somebody, either in the family or to a friend or something like that. So it depends how you then become innovative and creative in the way how you celebrate this. So good morning and welcome to Valentine's Day. You know, happy Valentine's Day to you. And, a quick look at how did this come about? So many people always wondering, where does this coming from? Where does Valentine come? Actually, this is actually it's a holiday that's linked to Saint Valentine. If Saint Valentine was a Catholic priest, referred to as a Christian martyr, it's a Catholic priest. So on one popular legend is that Valentine was a priest in ancient Rome, who secretly married couple despite now the emperor. What is the name of the emperor? The emperor Claudius II. The emperor Claudius II actually banned on marriage for young soldiers. All right. The one soldiers were actually banned for marriage. So Valentine was arrested and eventually executed for his defiance. He was now defiant. Because he was secretly marrying these people. It is believed that he sent a note to his jailer's daughter, you know, signed from Valentine. So, and that's where they're originating, where that's they're originating their tradition of sending love note. Okay. So, what there are other stories in terms of, you know, pagan festival that is replaced with Valentine's feast day and blending now the celebration of love and fertility. So there are other stories as well that comes there. Just quick, you know, and it's also that it's not exactly the origin, the exact origins are somewhat unclear. So nobody really, really can pinpoint and say this is where it started. Those are just some of the historical origins, you know, as popular legends, as they said. So good morning and welcome. And on this day, on this particular day, we got a competition as well. We got also a competition for you, this morning. That's how much we love for you. That's how much we love for you. So there's a Valentine giveaway, And if you want to win, a pack, a twin pack, you know, what do you do? If you want to win a twin pack, a one of three twin pack, and this is from the Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. So what do you do? What do you have? Number one, you have to follow Tamasa Wine Namibia on Instagram. So follow them on Instagram at Tamasa Wines, dash Namibia. So at Tamasa Wine, kadesha kenye kopedu. I don't know how to mention that in English. Kadesha kenye ngo kopedu. Agaga ka keripoka di a kopedu. So Tamasa Wines, Namibia, you know that dash, the lower dash or whatever. I don't know whether you dash atastrophe or what, how do you call it? Yeah, that dash, Namibia. So you follow them on Instagram. Just wrote Tamasa Wine Namibia. So you probably will find them. And then tune in on Eagle FM on today's, as you are just listening, if you are listening now, and tell someone if you're listening and you know a friend is not listening, make sure that you tell them to tune in. There's a competition. There's a Valentine's giveaway and a beautiful one. Some, you know, romantic one I'm seeing here. So it could be yours. It could be yours. All what you need to do is answer the question on air. So answer the question that we're going to ask you on air for you for your chance actually to win one of the twin pack. Okay. One of the three twin pack. Okay. So make sure that. So, and our telephone number, if you would like to participate, in this giveaway. So we're coming you live. We are now in Ondango studio, not in Windhoek anymore. So 08333-66091 if you want to take part in the Valentine's giveaway. So 08333-66091. At the end of the show, I will probably give you the winner. Who is the winner who's gonna get the Valentine's giveaway? So you just call in, I give you the question. And then, of course, if we have a number of people coming through, I will tell you who is the winner and you go and pick up your Valentine, giveaway, one of the three twin pack, that is given away. So, and you collect that, you're going to collect your giveaway at our studio in Windhoek. That is at 33B John Ludwig Street in Klein Windhoek. So that's where you can pick up your giveaway. So, and welcome on this special day, on this very, 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 very special day. So, and what are we looking now? On this special day, this day of love, I don't really want to spell. I wanted us to chill. I wanted us just come here and chill with you, talk about love. But, then I get stuck into something that I wanted to talk about. Actually, someone, you know, begged me to, and I was talking, can we talk about it? I said, no. I just want you to talk about it. So I'm not gonna be part of that, but you're gonna talk about it. Okay, I said, well, that's not bad. So, yeah, what are we talking about today? Now, our topic really is looking at, today's a love. It's a love day. It's a love day. So what are we talking about? What we're talking about today is the, if 50%, okay? If 50% of marriage end in divorce, well, this is according to the Ministry of Home Affairs and all that. So if 50% of marriage end in divorce and many others and other marriages involved is also involved in infidelities. So is it not time maybe we redefine faithfulness? Just think about it. So to what do we refine it? We're going to look at the old way of thinking what is faithfulness, and to a new way of looking at, to a different perspective, we can look at this. So remember, we're talking about 50% of marriages end up in divorce, and many, many others still, there's infidelity that is involved anyway. So maybe we need to relook at what we define as being faithful. So that's what we're going to look at today on our show, and make sure that you're part of it. One of that is that there's a giveaway where you need actually to call in and get a questions for you, to get that one. So to get that giveaway. So make sure that you stay tuned, and let's start with the love songs. And then when we come back, we drive into it. We get into it. So what today, we're just probably going to look at some of, you know, just going to look at some love songs, play some love songs, some old love songs. And who should we start with? Then, you know, the legendary is the iconic Celine Dion, The Power of Love by Celine Dion.
Of love asleep and tired, rolling by like thunder now, as I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm, love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your lady and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can, even though there may be times it seems I'm far away. Never wonder where I am, 'cause I'm your lady.
The Power of Love, that's Celine Dion, and welcome to the Day of Love. Welcome to Valentine's Editions, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are tuning in from, whether inside of these borders or outside of our border, you are welcome, welcome, welcome to Mind Matters. Well, this is your program that look at, you know, we look at psychological patterns and the social factors that affect how we think, how we feel, and how we make decisions, how we make choices in life. So, and today we are going to have a real conversation. Not the kind of a conversation that you have a dinner table with, you know, when the children, you know, are listening. No. So make sure that the children are not around. No, I'm joking. So now today we are going to talk about something that I would say touches every single one of us, whether you are married, single, divorced, you could be somewhere in between. Yes, this is for you as well. You must, you know, you must be part of this. You must hear this. We must discuss this. All right. Today's topic is very bold. It might even make some of you uncomfortable. You know, it might even make you uncomfortable, but that is exactly why we need to talk about it. That's why we need to talk about it. Here is the question. If half of our marriage in Namibia end in divorce, and many of the remaining marriages involve infidelity, isn't maybe a time for us to redefine what we mean by faithfulness? Maybe it's a time we need to look at what is faithfulness, or maybe to look at what make people cheat, what make people unfaithful. Okay, that's all coming up. We're gonna all look at that. And now before we, you know, you start, you know, maybe saying, okay, this is not for me. No, stay with me, because this conversation is not about judging anyone. Okay, we're not gonna judge anyone. It's not about, you know, pointing finger, or it's about understanding the reality we live in. Okay. We want to understand the reality we're living in, finding ways to build. Now, this is now, we go into the reality that we're living in, and then find ways to build stronger, healthier relationship. That's actually the point. Okay? That's the point of this discussion. It's getting hot here. Better take your clothes. It's getting hot. Okay, what happened to my... Okay, it works. All right, so that's the main point. So it's about understanding the reality that we are in, without sugarcoating it, without putting our head into sand, you know, hiding around the bush, beating around the bush, and then find ways to build. That's a way we find a way to build a strong, healthier relationship. Whether now you are a young person thinking about marriage, or a couple who has been together for decades, or someone who has been hurt by betrayal, okay? This is a conversation. As I said, this conversation is definitely for you. So let me share something with you. So in my 25 years as a counselor, as a professional counselor, sitting with couples in many parts of this country, so I have had it all, really. To tell you the truth, I have had it all. I have sat with women who discovered their husband have secret families in Namibia. Yes. I have sat with men who felt trapped in marriages where love has died years ago, or decade ago. So I have sat with young couples who entered marriage with stars in their eyes. Okay. Only to find themselves divorced within 3 years or so. So, and here's what I have learned, okay? In sitting with all this, what I have learned is that the old definition of faithfulness, you are mine and I'm yours forever and ever, amen. That definition it's actually failing us. it is failing us. Not because the concept is wrong. Okay, get me right. Don't just say, oh, do you want to change the vows of the church, or, you know, that you are mine and I'm yours forever and ever. Amen. You want to change that? No, not because the concept is wrong, but because we have not equipped people with the tool to live it out. Okay? So, not the concept. You are mine and I'm yours forever and ever. So that's what we set ourselves to do for the rest of our life. When we are marrying. But are we equipped? Do we have the tool? Really? Do we have the tool actually to live out that concept? That concept, you are mine and I'm yours forever and ever. Just think of yourself. Just think. Do you have the tools? Okay? Now, we tell the people to be faithful. Be faithful. But we do not teach. Eh? We do not teach them what faithfulness really means. Eh? Have you ever been taught what faithful means? You would tend just to think that it's something that we should know. We stick to one, as I said, you are mine and I'm yours forever and ever. It sounds simple. Eh? But do we teach them? Do we teach people what faithfulness really means in practice? It sounds easy. It sounds easy to say, you are mine, I'm yours forever, ever, and amen. But do you know what that means in practice? We tell people to stay together. We tell people to stay married. Stay married. Eh? No matter what. We do not prepare. We do not prepare them for the storm that will come. Yeah? We are telling them, stay married, but did we prepare them for the storm that's gonna come? That's gonna come their way. So they would find themselves in the storms that they were never prepared about. So that's what I'm talking about. So when I said maybe, we need to redefine what faithfulness is all about. All right? So this morning we are going to look at why marriages are failing in Namibia. So, and I want you to join me. Please, I want you to join me. I want you to be part of this. Why are marriages failing in Namibia? So we are going to explore the faithfulness, what faithfulness really means. It's not as simple as you think. And most importantly, we are going to challenge ourselves to think differently. I'm going to challenge you to think differently. So are you ready? Are you ready to rumble? Let's dive in. Let's dive in. Oh, should we have a music break? No. Okay. So now let's start with facts. Okay. What do we know? I know number can be boring, you know, but I love numbers. I always said it on Unpacking the Day. I love the numbers, but stay with me, okay? The numbers normally tell the stories about real people. You know, whether it's percentage or whatever, those are numbers tell story about real people, real family, real pain, okay? So in Namibia, statistics from the Ministry of Home Affairs shows that divorce rate have been climbing steadily, you know, has been climbing steadily over the past two decades, over this past 20 years, the divorce rate has been going up and up and up. In Windhoek alone, from the report, in Windhoek alone, the High Court handled 1,000. We're not talking about 100 or tens. We're not talking about tens or hundreds. We're talking about 1,000 of divorce cases every year. 1,000. In Windhoek alone. We're talking about Windhoek alone. And these are just the ones that make it to the court. We're talking about now just the ones that make it to the court. You know, many couples separately, you know, many couples separate informally. Many separate informally. They just, each one is just on their own. and never officially actually divorcing. So now here we're only talking about that make it into the court. So, but we have people who are officially divorcing, never officially divorcing, but living separate lives. So now put that, you know, put that in the basket as well. That gives you really, really a huge number of people. Now, the question is, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And I'm going to break it down for you. All right? I'm going to break it down for you through my work, you know, because I have seen a lot of couples through my work as a counselor, but through research as well. So I have identified several key reasons why marriage in Namibia are struggling. And I would like to focus specifically to our context. So there are many reasons. Not the one I'm going to give you is not the only one, but let's look at some of these several key reasons why marriage in Namibia are struggling. So we're looking at that before we go to what we really want to look at. Do we need now to redefine faithfulness? Okay. So that's our core, you know, our core, topic here, but let's put some meat on it first. Okay. Let's add some steak there and maybe some, you know, dress it up with some spices. Yeah. So that's what we're looking at before we get to that. Now, first of all, there's an issue of economic pressure. All right. Economic pressure. You can tell me. And let's be honest. You know, money problems destroy more marriage than infidelity. Yeah? I can tell you that money problem destroys marriage even more than infidelity, more than being unfaithful. More than being unfaithful will be, Syria will ever do. Yeah? So sometimes say for example, when a husband cannot provide for his family because of, let's say for example, as it has been these days, unemployment, you know, you are let off, you are retrenched, yeah? Or maybe when a wife is carrying now the financial burden alone, when there's no money, where's there no money for rent, no money for food, maybe no money for school fees and all that, well, that's when the stress built. That's when the stress actually built up. And when the stress built up, people start blaming each other. You know, the fight start. You are just sitting at home doing nothing. You are not even trying and all that. So we're starting to throw mud at each other. So the love that brought them together get buried under the weight of survival. Now that we are just trying to survive, that love, you know, that love that brought us together, that used to bring us together when all things are good, now it's actually get buried under the weight of survival. Imagine, because now I remember a couple from Katutura, okay? Okay, for this reason, let me call them Joseph and Martha. All right, Joseph lost his job at a construction company. Now, for 2 years, he could not find the steady work. Now, Martha was selling kapana at the market. Now, trying to feed their three children. They had three children. Now, the resentment built up. Now, Joseph felt like, like a less of a man, okay? And as many other men actually feel when they have nothing to do, when they don't have a job, when they don't provide, they feel less of a man, all right? And Martha felt abandoned. Now they stop loving. I mean, they stop talking. One thing is that they stop talking to each other. Then Joseph found, the funny thing is that now, because they stopped fighting and they've stopped talking and always, you know, fighting, then Joseph actually found the comfort in the arms of another woman. So not because he stopped actually loving Martha, but because he needed someone to make him feel like a man again. You understand? So, and their marriage ended in a divorce last year. So, and this is a true reality. This is a true story. I'm telling you. All right. We couldn't save the marriage. So it was too late when the intervention came. But, you know, as I said, economic pressure, is one of the reasons why marriage are struggling. So, yeah, you can have your story. You can actually tell. And this is just a typical example. There are so many we can even talk about in terms of economic as the pull, as the drive of some people actually to get married. We can even go into that area. Not only now in terms of the pressure when you're married already, we can even talk that some people get married because it's an opportunity. Some people get married because of their economic status. Do you understand? So that's a huge in itself. It's in a huge, 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 huge. And even it's coming from our old, from the old, the traditional way of marrying, of what marriage was all about. Traditionally, marriage was not about love. It was about economic status. So that's why people, parent would like you to marry in the family that have a good economic standing. Of course, they must be also hardworking. They must also good. They mustn't be witch. They mustn't be witch or anything else. But the most important thing, traditionally, the most important things was economic standing in the society. That's where we want our daughter. So that in itself, it hasn't disappeared. So sometimes we cover that up with the concept of love. No, we love each other. So if that was the case. Now, the other things that we were debating at one point is that, which is a debate for another day. So, and don't get me wrong, that there's no such a thing as love. So my question then was, is there such a thing as love anyway? Or is that just a concept in our head? No, think about it. So is there such a thing as love, or is that just a concept in our head? And then we translate that, I'm being philosophical now, we translate that concept in our life. So it's an ideal that we put into practice in our life. So same thing, maybe you have a concept of democracy, of how you want the society to be, but in itself it's a concept. And then you try and leave that out. Could be. Now, so that's one reason. And please, my dear listeners, don't forget about our Valentine's giveaway. So Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants and Eagle FM are bringing you a Valentine's giveaway. Okay? We're bringing you a Valentine's giveaway. How to win? How to win one of the three twin pack from Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. So all what you need to do is follow the Tamasa Wine Namibia on Instagram. So at Tamasa Wine Namibia. So, and then you must tune in if you are tuning in now, if you are actually listening to us now. So just give us a call. Okay. So tune in Eagle FM on today on a Valentine's Day, and then answer the on-air question for your chance actually to win. So, and if you want to win right now, so make sure if you want to be participating right now, dial 08-08-333-6609, our studio number here in Windhoek, and then to answer the on-air question for your chance actually to win. And you get some of these beautiful wines that I can see here. Then your significant other will definitely thank for you. All right. So make sure that you dial 08333 66091, you know, to answer the on-air question for your chance to win. All right. Do that. Okay. So, all right. The second issue, we're looking at, as I said, at the moment, I'm looking at the reasons why marriages in Namibia are actually struggling. And I was looking at the issue of economic, but the other thing that is very common in Namibia is issue of extended family interference. Okay. So in my work, that is something that's commonly come up. So now, and this is a uniquely Namibian challenge, or it could be also in other countries. It comes from our own, because this is coming from our own cultural strength. I would call it our own cultural strength. Why? Because the extended family, it's our strength traditionally, okay? When it comes to when we need something, when we are in sorrow, when other events that are happening in our family, these are the people that are there for us, whether it's wedding, funerals, and all this kind of, or any other issues that happens. And that's why I call it, it's coming from Namibian challenge. It's come from our own cultural strength. Now, in many of our cultures, marriage is not just a union between two individuals, but a joining of two families. Okay? And this can be a beautiful thing. It can be a beautiful thing, because it's providing support, it's providing wisdom to you if you access those wisdom, and it's a community. All right? But as often we are aware or know, it can also be a source of tremendous strain. It can be also a source of definitely strain. So where you have in-laws who interferes, and some of you know that better. So in-laws who interferes, family obligation that drain resources. So you married to someone now, you know, there are who actually attending to their own family obligations. And that can also drain your family now, the family that you have established, can also now drain your resources. We have traditional expectation, normally that actually clashes with modern realities. You know, you modern young couples that want to live your life. Maybe first of all, you want to travel around the world. You all both have a good career. You want to, you know, travel. Here you have a pressure from the aunties asking, when are you giving us grandchildren? You know, what is wrong with your wife? Or is your husband, you know, doesn't give, you know, is he a real man? All those kind of things. You know, I have spoken to countless couples who say, their marriage was destroyed, not only, not by their own conflict. Eh? A lot of them would say, not by their own conflict, but by the constant pressure from the relatives on both sides. Most of the time on both sides. You know, now, just consider this experience. And I think it happened. It must have happened to most of you as well. So, experience that actually play out in many of our Namibian household. No, a young couple just get married and set up their home. Eh? And then immediately, when you just set up you're not even enjoying your honeymoon or anything, then family members start to arrive. They begin to arrive. So you have an unemployed brother who needs a place to stay, you know? And then he start to squat. Just now he come and squatter with you. A cousin who need help with school fees, you know, maybe they're at the university and they need school fees. An elderly aunt who cannot live alone anymore. Now he squats. Do you understand? You know your story. Yeah? So the couple's resources are stretched thin. They begin to be stretched thin. Yeah? Your privacy disappeared because you now have people living with you. You just got married, and then you have other people squatting with you already. So your privacy disappeared. Your intimacy, it's going to suffer because you really don't have time to, and maybe you don't have money anymore to go and do it somewhere else to have that intimacy outside of your home, where you should have been only two of you enjoying that connection. But that intimacy also suffer. Yeah. Well, it's not that Namibians do not want to help their families. That's not the point. Our culture of Ubuntu, of caring for one another, is one of our greatest strengths. Okay? It's one of our greatest. But when the need of the extended family, you know, constantly override the needs of the couple, the marriage began to suffocate. And in most cases, that is actually how it's actually suffocated. I remember I counseled a young woman in Ongwediva, from Ongwediva. Beautiful girl, well educated, married to a man she loved deeply. She really, really loved this man deeply. You know, well, those are her words. But his family never accepted her. You know, they never accepted her. They said she was too modern. She was too modern, too independent. So now they wanted a more traditional wife who would stay home, you know, cook, clean, that kind of a woman, and bear children. That traditionally, that kind of a woman. So she wanted a career. Herself, she wanted a career. And the husband was caught up now between his wife and his mother. So, and what happened? The mother won. Eventually, he chooses his mother. And the marriage lasted only 18 months. The marriage only lasted 18 months. And that's a true story. So that is very, very, very important as well. We're looking at what are the reasons why marriages in Namibia, you know, struggles. So that's one of the biggest, the issue of extended family interference. All right? So make sure that, you know, when you get in a relationship, you discuss that. So you discuss that. And here I just highlight a few things, but there's more to that. All right? And the third issue is the issue of unfaithfulness now. This is the... In Namibia, infidelity is common. Maybe not only in Namibia, anywhere in the world. But maybe we need to ask the question. Now, the focus sometimes is just about the infidelity itself. But as a counselor, as a psychologist, one thing that interests us is why do people cheat? Yeah? So why do people cheat? That's the most interesting thing. It's, yes, this is a common thing in Namibia, but why do people cheat? Now, so what, the question is, why does infidelity happen? Why does it happen? I mean, I think the easy answer is to call people who cheat immoral. It's kind of like they're immoral, they are weak, they are selfish, whatever you can say, okay? And it's not about condoning, okay? So from the very beginning, understand this is not about condoning the cheating, you know, the infidelity. But if we want to actually address this problem, like any other problem, if you want to address this problem and we don't do justice to it, we need to understand. For us, as I said, for us counselors, for us psychologists, so we need to understand the deeper reasons. Now, research consistently show that infidelity rarely, rarely happen in a vacuum. It's not just somebody woke up and, okay, I want to cheat. No, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's usually a symptom of it's a symptom of other issues in the relationship or in the individual. It could be a symptom of other issues in the relationship. There are certain things that might be absent in that relationship or that are present in that relationship that actually causing that, or in individual, in the in the element, in the actor, in the marriage. So one of the major factor, and take note, one of the major factor in infidelity is emotional disconnection. So do you remember when you just met, the things that you used to do? You just don't want to have your hands off from this person. Eh? You don't just want to, you know, the two of you have phones and things like that. You have phones, but you spend time together. Your phone could be somewhere else. It's ringing. You don't even care. You know, you send it. If you are not together, you constantly send each other messages. You call, where are you? You talk to each other. That's a connection you create. There was that connection. Now, when couples stop talking, stop sharing, stop being intimate in both physical and emotional way, one or both partners begins to feel invisible. One of them, or even both of them, they start to feel invisible. So, and they may still live in the same house, you may still live in the same house, share the same bed, raise children together, but they feel profoundly alone. Is this not happening to you? Is this not happening to you? So in that loneliness, okay, in that loneliness, someone steps in. In that loneliness, someone steps in. Someone who's listened, someone who notices. You know, remember, even if sometime your wife put on, or your girlfriend put on something that sensual, that is really accentuating the important part, you don't even see that anymore. You know, you don't see that anymore. So, but when she goes out, someone is actually noticing. And then those people make them feel seen. You know, they make them listened. So the affair is not really about the other person. So the affair is not about your husband or your wife. No, it is about fulfilling the emptiness in the marriage. Yeah? So that's the issue. And please remember, don't forget our competition, our giveaway competition that we are running right now. On the show, don't you want to give something to your lovely husband or wife or girlfriend or significant other? Don't you want to do that? So, and I have something for you right here. You know, I have something for you right here. So the Eagle FM and Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants, yeah. They are bringing you a Valentine giving. We bring you this Valentine giveaway. All what you need to do and how to win now one of the three twin packs from the Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. Number one, just follow Tamasa Wine Namibia, yeah, on Instagram. So you follow them on Instagram at Tamasa Wines Namibia. So on Instagrams. Once you do that, now you tune in. And if you're listening now, Take up that phone, you know, dial that number, all right, that I'm going to give you now. So that now I'm going to ask you a question on air, which give you a chance actually to win. So dial now, as you're listening to me, dial right now. I'm waiting. Are you dialing? So dial 08333366091 to answer the on-air questions that I'm going to ask you for your chance to win. I said there's something I want to give you this giveaway. You get a chance. Just call in. Just dial in. Okay? And it's a very, very simple question. It is a very, very simple question. And you will walk away. And you can go and get it. You can go and get it. Your giveaway at our head office. That's, you know, we are situated in Klein-Ventuk. If you go to 33B John Ludwig in Klein-Ventuk, you will be able to get your giveaway there, your Valentine's giveaway. So dial in 08333 66091, and I will ask you an answer on air, and that's how you stand a chance to actually win. Okay? So do that right away. I'm waiting for you. Okay? But I also want you to participate, okay, in our topic today. So in what we're discussing this very morning. So I was talking about, you know, the why do people cheat? Looking at the reasons why marriage actually struggled in Namibia. So, and one of them is infidelity. We're talking about financial pressure, but economic pressure, as one of the reasons. One of the reasons is unfaithfulness. And we talked about the emotional, in terms of that, we're talking about now this emotional disconnections. The issue of unfaithfulness, one of the biggest issue then in terms of that is emotional disconnection. The other things then in terms of infidelity, why people cheat, is I think the other factor is then unmet needs. Okay? The unmet needs. We're going to look a little bit of the expectations. Okay? We're going to look at further later on the expectation, but the other factor is unmet needs. So perhaps one of the partner has a higher need for, let's say, for example, a physical intimacy than the other. So this guy or this woman would like to have those sessions 2 to 3 times a day, okay? Or maybe 2 times a day. You know, he has that higher physical need, physical intimacy need, than the other person. Now, perhaps one partner needs more verbal affirmation, while the other expresses love through actions. So it's, when those needs are unmet, okay, when these needs go unaddressed, let's say, for example, for years, it could be for years. So now resentment built. So the person start to feel that they are not being fulfilled in the relationship. And the partner with unmet need becomes vulnerable to finding fulfillment elsewhere. That's just human. So they become now vulnerable to find fulfillment elsewhere. As I said, I'm highlighting to you this, what is normally happening within the person. So I'm not actually justifying it, but I'm just telling you so that we find a way how to live healthier and make healthier relationship. Understand where the cause of the problem comes from. Understand how the mind and the behavior of people transpired. So that's what I'm trying to help you here. All right? So as I said, those unmet needs, these needs, if they go unaddressed, and sometimes they go unaddressed for years. So that's how now resentment built. So, and those resentments, sometimes people don't express it. They don't express it to their partner so that the partner knows. Yeah? Now, this person, the partner with unmet needs, becomes vulnerable. So if someone comes actually, and that's how, you know, what they had to do on it, how people, how you are scammed, okay? So, you know how you scammed? You are scammed because you're vulnerable to that need. You understand? Let's say, for example, you are on the ATM, and, you know, the ATM, it doesn't seem to do what you want. It doesn't seem actually to operate because it was tampered with. It doesn't seem to operate, and you need that money. You know, I'm one of those person who used to think, okay, I will never be scammed. I was scammed, you know. There was one time, I was coming from Windhoek. I came to Oshakati And then I just parked by, you know, the First National Bank. And then a lady with a child, you know, they came to me and they say, they look very hungry. They said they come from Angola and they don't have the ID. They have money, but they don't have the ID to go and they have the American dollar. They can't go in the bank and have it changed. So they also worried about people here. If they just give their money, they might run away. I look at the child. That child really, their acting was just, the acting was just pure, really, really pure. So, yeah, so being the kind person that I think I am, I kind of like, okay, they said, don't you have anything at all? You can, now they're giving me $300 and the paper looked really genuine. So they give me $300 and that time there was a lot of US dollar money used from Angola. So, and I said, okay. I said, no, your money is actually too much I don't have that much money to give you. And then she begged, you can just give us whatever you have. Now I'm thinking 300. I think a thousand and something in my pocket. So now I said, well, what I have, I only have $1,000, but your money is more than that if you change it. So, but I don't have time to change now. Now I said, just give us $1,000. That would be okay because we need to eat and all that and that. And I gave my $1,000 away. So later on, I got a chance now to go into the bank and now change my money, you know, the $300. So I was just called on the side. I said, where did you get this money? I said, no, I met a lady outside saying she was from Angola. She doesn't have ID. She couldn't come in because of blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, this is a scam. It's actually being run around here. So we knew that it's happening. So we would have arrested you if we didn't know that's the case. That's how I was scammed, you know. My 1,000, you know, was just, you know, and it was nicely orchestrated. So what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, you become vulnerable to something that you need, and you won't see how you get entrapped. You don't see how you actually get trapped into that. Your need actually pushes you to fall victim, even when you don't want to, you know. And this does not excuse, that's what I said, this does not excuse infidelity, but it helps explain it. Do you understand? So I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you to explain it, not to excuse it. Okay? But here's what I want you to understand, okay? Infidelity is not just about sex. It is about brokenness. Brokenness. It's about people looking for something they are not getting at home. Remember what I said earlier. It's not an excuse for infidelity. So what are they not getting? Maybe they are not getting affirmation. Maybe they are not getting appreciation. Maybe they are not getting attention. Maybe they are not getting affection. So it could be many, many, many things. So when a husband or wife step outside the marriage, it's often a symptom of a deeper problem. And you have to think about that, you as a wife who is being cheated on, or you as a husband who is being cheated on. So what is the symptom? That's just a symptom of a deeper problem. What is the problem that we have? Because there is. Often there is. Yeah. The fourth issue, we have the issue of communication. And I think you have heard this many, 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 many times. Okay? We have issue of communication. And sometimes, no matter how that actually sounds like, just hold on. So it sounds like a cliche. So it is an issue. So an issue of communication, or should I say a lack of it? Yeah, a lack of it. Now, the number one predictor, a number one predictor of divorce is not infidelity that I was talking about. It is not money problem. It's not an economic issue problems. It is not in-laws that I mentioned earlier on. It is inability to communicate effectively. That's the number one predictor of divorce. Okay? You just look at how couple communicate and you tell them, I'll give you 2 years. Yeah? Your inability to communicate will cost your marriage. I can tell you that confidently. Many Namibian couples do not know how to talk to each other. They do not know how to talk to each other about their problems. So they let small issues fester until they become giant wounds. Small issues, they were just small issues until they become giant wounds. Yeah? So, and the problem is that we assume that our partner know what we need. So instead of the asking directly, they assume that they know they need. They assume that they what they need. Without asking, they think that their partners actually know what is their problem. So sometimes they use now silence as a weapon, or words as a dagger to tell you the truth. So by the time now. Sometimes by the time they seek help, let's say, for example, by the time they come to some of us, years of poor communication have already done irreparable damage. You're already at the point where this is not repairable. You know, there's no way going back anymore. So, and part of this communication problem stem from how many of us were raised. In many Namibian households, when we grew up, children are seen, not heard. We are not taught to express our emotion, to resolve conflict peacefully. Or to listen actively. Those are things we are not taught. Then we enter marriage expecting to navigate this complex emotional landscape without any of the tools we need. We don't have the tools. You remember what I said at the beginning? We don't have the tools. Is it any wonder that so many of us get lost? All right? So, remember, again, my dear listeners, remember the competition that we have. I'm here, you know, really, I have something that I want to give you. I want to give you away. Today is a Valentine's Day. I want to give you something, you know, that you can take to your loved one, you know. So, you don't have anything that you can give. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. It's a Valentine's giveaway. Brought to you by Eagle FM and Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. So how to win? You know, how to win one of the three twin packs from Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. Or what you need to do is follow Tamasa Wine Namibia on Instagram. Okay? Instagram. And their Instagram is at Tamasa Wine Namibia. So, and as you are listening to me now, or what you need to do. So, yeah, call me. So, all what you need to do is to answer the on-air question for you actually to win, to get a chance, for your chance actually to win this giveaway, a Valentine giveaway. So, what you can do right now, dial 0833-66091 to answer the on-air question. For your chance to win one of these beautiful, beautiful wine I can see here. So, yeah, Valentine giveaway with Eagle FM and Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. All right. So, that's where we are. That's what I'm waiting for you. Don't you want to win? Don't you want to win? All right. So, we are talking about the reasons why marriages in Namibia are struggling. But we were just talking about communication, issue of communication, or lack of communications. Now, we cannot discuss the challenge of relationship in Namibia without acknowledging the historical context. So, some historical contexts have historical trauma, in which, you know, some people actually exist. Now, what I'm talking to, we have many people that have hurt by history. Some people have been in war, and some people, and I'm not specifically saying because you were a planned combatant or you were Kofut or whatever the case may be, that some, you are specifically suffering from this historical trauma, but maybe you have got help. These are some people who never actually process this trauma. And when you have historical trauma, I'm talking now historical context, they enter your relationship. So decades of colonialism and apartheid also destroy family structure in a way that are still being actually felt today. Yeah. That's true. The contract labor system that we had that was forced to men to leave their families for months or years at that time, it still have some historical trauma today. The displacement that separated communities, the war, the violence left psychological scar passed down through generations. All of this historical wound continue to influence how Namibians relate to each other in an intimate relationship. It does. Believe me, it does. And research in trauma psychology shows us that unhealed wounds tend to repeat themselves. Okay? Unhealed wounds tend to repeat themselves. All that who experience abandonment, for example, as children, often struggle with trust in their own relationship. They might thinking, okay, they may not complete at every time. They become worried. They become this obsessed with maybe the person who will leave me. And that's all come from your experience of abandonment as a child. Community that learn to survive through separation often have difficulties. Difficulties of maintaining connections. So imagine your husband, and this is still the case. We have a husband that actually work in the sea, that works in the mine, and how many times they only come maybe for about 2 weeks. That's maintaining connection is very difficult. And I'm not placing blame on past, but about what I'm trying to say, it's about understanding that healing our relationship require healing ourselves at a deeper level. You understand? It requires that healing of ourselves at a deeper level. Okay? And the other issue definitely is rushing into marriage that we see nowadays. And also this one is a very big one. I see it all the time. Young people meet today, fall in love tomorrow, and get married the next month. So they do not take time to really know each other. That's a problem. We marry people that we don't know. So, and they don't discuss important issue. They don't discuss important issue of finances, important issue of children, important issues of in-laws, important issues of values. They are just swept up in the romance, wedding planning, and the lobola negotiations. And then when the reality hits, and then the reality hits. 6 months down the line, they're in my office or someone's office again, or the pastor's office or whoever, wondering what went wrong. So, yeah, that's happened. So when we look at all these factors, I'm really just scratching on the surface. So when we look at these factors, economic pressure, family interference, infidelity, poor communications, and the point I just made now, rushing into marriage, is it any wonder that half of marriages end in divorce? The real question is, how do we fix this? How do we fix this? And maybe that's something that we need to look at, you know? And that's what is at the heart. That's what is the heart of our discussion. What is faithfulness really? Okay, let's have a music break. And it's a love day today. Let's have some beauty. Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You. One of my favorite songs.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart.
All right, what is happening with you know, when we're talking about unpacking the day, when we talk about reliable internet, so these are some of the things. So, what happened? My computer is freezing. I can't play the music. Wait. My computer is freezing. Our time is about 30 minutes past the hour of 12. And we were just going to have a music break. And my computer has completely freeze. All right. So let's see. Let's wait until see whether that I will sort that out a bit. Okay. Let's see this.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seithani na omayaguro ni randitoma yoe, yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tine meha uu kakomba kanena.
Look into my eyes. Can't tell me, it's not worth dying for.
You know it's true. Everything I do it for you. Look into your eyes, you will find there's nothing there to hide. Take me as I am.
That's Bryan Adams. Everything I do it for you. So welcome back. And our time right now is about 37 minutes past the hour of 12, and we go until 1 o'clock. I didn't want it to go without giving you. It's something. It's a special something I wanted to give you, a special something that I wanted to give it to you. That was brought to you by Eagle FM and Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. So it's a giveaway. how to win, you know, how to win one of the three twin packs, you know, from Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. So what do you do? That's very simple. All you need to do is follow Tamasa Wine Namibia on Instagram at Tamasa Wine Namibia. So, and if you're listening to me, it just, you need just to dial in. You just need to dial this number 08333-66091 or 08333-66091 here, 91 right here in the studio. And you will be answering the on-air question for you to stand a chance to win. So dial that number 08333-66091 or 08333-66091 to answer the on-air question for you, for your chance to win. So don't you want to take, you know, it's beautiful ones that I can see here. So I want to give away to someone. Okay. So please do dial. And if you are the only one who call, so there will be no competition. You will be the winner. So you understand, if you're the only one who call, make sure that you call now and you'll be win. You at the end of the show, I will just say to you, win. You understand? Call now, call now. Now I'm waiting for you in terms of that. But I'm also waiting for you to call to participate in our discussions this morning. So, and let's talk about faithfulness. Let's talk about faithfulness. And when I'm saying, when I say the word faithfulness, what comes to your mind? What comes to your mind? Of course, there's one thing. There's only one thing that comes to your mind. For most people, faithfulness means one thing. Okay? Only mean one thing. And do you know what that is? So faithful means that not sleeping with someone else. That's all what it means. You are faithful if you do not cheat. So you are unfaithful if you do, right? It's that simple. Now, for most of human history, okay, for most of human history, and certainly in traditional Namibian culture, faithfulness had a relatively narrow definition, okay? So what I mean narrow is that it meant sexual exclusivity, period. That's all what it meant, okay? So a faithful person did not have intimate relationship with anyone than their own spouse. So this definition, and follow me, this definition made sense in early times when marriage was primarily, remember what I said at the beginning, so primarily as an economic and social arrangement, traditionally, rather than an emotional partnership as we experience now. Now, the purpose of faithfulness then was to ensure things like paternity. You have to be faithful because you might actually give a birth to children that are not mine. I might take children that are mine, even if it's still happening now. So it's to ensure that paternity certainty, is to protect property rights, you know, and maintaining, of course, social order. So that's the main purpose of faithfulness, because it was not really much about love, emotional support, and all that. Okay? Part of that, but that was not. But I want to challenge that thinking today. Okay? What if faithfulness is much bigger than sexual exclusivity? What if we have been defining faithfulness too narrowly? What if the narrow definition is actually part of the problem? What if it's part of the problem? Now, let me share a different perspective. I'm going to share a different perspective. Faithfulness has many dimensions. According to me, faithful has many dimensions. And let's explore some of them. Okay? Let's explore some of these dimensions. Dimension one, the emotional faithfulness. All right? The emotional faithfulness. So remember, we're talking about that. When we're talking about faithfulness, we previously, or what we know, it's just sexual exclusivity. But I want to expand that. Okay? And I think that, as I say, that could be the biggest problem. That could be part of the problem. So that narrow definition is actually part of the problem. So I want to expand that. And I will explain each dimension that I'm talking about. So one dimension that is very also important as part of faithfulness is emotional faithfulness. Now, emotional faithfulness means giving your heart to your partner, giving your heart to your partner. It means sharing your deep thoughts, your fears, your dreams with the person you have chosen to spend your life with. So if this is not something that you're going to do, why do you want to actually be with this person? It's not your, if you're not going to share your deepest thought, your fear, your dream with this person, why do you want to be with this person? It means being their emotional home. Do you understand that? Being their emotional home. The person they run to when they are happy, when they are sad, when they are scared. You are their emotional home. So here's what I see often. So what I see often is couples who are sexually faithful, but emotionally unfaithful. You could be sexually faithful, but emotionally unfaithful. The husband comes home from work and does not talk to his wife. He sits in front of the television. He's physically present, but emotionally unpresent or absent. The wife pours her heart, you know, out. Now, on the other side, the wife pours her heart out to her friends, her sisters, her colleagues, all right? But not to her husband. They live in the same house, in the same space, but they are strangers. You understand? They are strangers. So is that faithfulness? Is that faithfulness? I would argue that it's not. If your partner does not have access to your heart, if your partner does not have access to your heart, you are being emotionally unfaithful. Even if you never touch another person. You are being emotionally unfaithful even if you have never touched another person. So I want you to think about that. So, and this is one of the problems. Okay? So where people think, okay, but I'm at home. But you are not at home. Physically you are at home, but you're not at home. Eh? Your heart is not here. You are unfaithful. You may not be cheating. You may not be sexually, but you are emotionally. You are unfaithful. There's also one thing that is, there's another dimension of faithfulness that's very important in a marriage. That is financial faithfulness. Financial faithfulness means that being honest and transparent about money. Okay? So it means making financial decisions together. It means not hiding debts, not secret spending, not sending money to secret account or secret people. I had a client, a woman from Swakopmund. You know, this sometime you have this telephonical counseling. So this was a woman from Swakopmund who discovered after 15 years of marriage that her husband have been sending half his salary to a woman in another town. He had never been physically unfaithful. That guy has never been physically unfaithful, he said. So he had never even met this woman in person. It was online relationship. It's real. It's a real, real thing. And half, I don't know whether that was exaggerated, half of his salary. That could be a lot. But that was the case. Now, but he had been sending her money every month for years. Money that could have actually gone to their children, you know, maybe their children education, to their household needs, you know. when his wife found out, when actually his wife found out, she was so devastated. Was he faithful? Technically, yes. Technically, yes, because he wasn't sexually involving with the person. He never slept with the other, with anyone else. But practically, no. He had broken the financial trust that hold a marriage together. So you understand? So that you have been financially unfaithful. You have been financially unfaithful. All right? And the other dimension that I want us to maybe to think, it's time faithfulness. You know, time faithfulness means giving your partner quality time. Okay? Not just being in the same room, but being present. Are you being present to your wife? Are you being present to your husband? Engaged, connected. So it means putting down your phone, turning off the television, actually talking. People don't even know to, they don't even know how to communicate anymore. So and I'm not talking the communication that we're talking earlier. I'm talking about you don't even know what to talk about to each other. You have more to talk about with people on social media. You have more to talk about maybe with your brothers or with your cousins or with your friends, but you have absolutely zero to talk to your husband or to talk to your wife. So this time faithfulness, okay, it means making your partner a priority in your schedule. So in today's world, this is harder than ever. It is really harder than ever. We are all busy. Eh? We are all busy. We all, you know, we are all connected to our devices. But if you give 8 hours to your job, 2 hours to social media, 3 hours to your friends, and only 10 minutes to your partner, can you really say you are being faithful? You are giving your best to everyone else and your leftovers to the person who should matter most. Your leftovers. That is time faithfulness. You're not, you know, faithful in terms of priority, in terms of prioritizing your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever. The person you're in relationship with. That's one dimension that you need to think. Now to think. As I said, we only focus on that. Well, I'm not sleeping with somebody else, but where do you spend your time? Definitely, I only spend time 10 minutes of your time, of your partner's time in a day. Eh? So you spend much of your time at your job. Of course, that's very important. And then the other time that you have, you spend it on your social media. You spend it then others with your friends, you know, in terms of whether talking or whatever. And then only 10 minutes that you spend with your partner. As I said, can you really say that you are being faithful? Definitely not. So there's another dimension. So spiritual faithfulness. Yeah? For those of us who are people of faith, spiritual faithfulness means growing together. Means growing together spiritually. Now, praying together. So, attending church or religious service together. Now, supporting each other spiritually journey. So, that's what being spiritual faithfulness. So, when one partner is growing spiritually and the other is not, A gap's open, and that gap can become a crack that eventually break the marriage. So, are you being spiritually faithful? And our time is 2 minutes, 52 minutes past the hour of 12. I don't want to leave without, you know, giving you this, you know, this Valentine giveaway. So yeah, it is Eagle FM and Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants bringing you a Valentine giveaway on this day of Valentine. So how to win? How to win one of the three? There are three twin pack from Tamasa Fine Wine Merchants. So all what you need to do is actually follow Tamasa Wine Namibia on Instagram. Okay, that's the first thing that you need to do. Follow them. Once you follow them at Tamasa Wine Namibia, then tune in. I believe you are listening. If you are listening to me, you then dial 08333-66091 to get your questions. And then, you know, yeah. Or maybe, yes, we have a caller. Let's see if he's actually coming for the Valentine giveaway. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Morning. is it morning or
what's the time? Actually, it's 2 hours. It's almost one. Midday is how do you, I don't know how to greet at this time. I don't know whether it's afternoon or good day.
Yeah, good day. Yeah, I think it's good day.
Yeah, so it's very confusing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want you want some giveaway or you just want to comment?
Just a comment.
Yeah.
Giveaway is far from me.
Okay.
Yeah. Relationship issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at the history of mankind.
Yeah.
Be together. It's not a part of you. It's a part of organized. It's a institute thing. It's a family matter.
It's a community thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a community thing. It was not mending for you to be a part of the chooser and all of that.
Mm.
But because we are living in a rules world or in condition world, we ignore some of those things and be on our own.
Yeah.
And excluding the nature. And that is what you live in the nature, the percentage that you live in nature, and that including now the emotional, the desire, all those things that, and it's not there in the relationship or in marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people are now dictating by those things. Because if you look at the part of marriage before, they understanding that is a part of breeding up the family.
Mm.
Yeah, not to
the goal was the goal was different. Yeah.
Yeah, so the goal was different.
It was it wasn't emotional. It was there's a family that we need to build, and I have a role, and I'm going to fulfill that role. You know.
Yes. Yeah. And and who are the benefits in that marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, which we now become an issue in the modern world.
Mm.
Yeah, because they are now choosing, like the example that you are giving, the marriage of lasting 18 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because they didn't discuss, this is not a relationship we are talking about. Relationship is not a matter of everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, some they are evaluating it. We will see how it lasts.
Yeah.
So, but marriage is something that you know, this said part that they are coming in. It's a part of the journey.
Yeah.
So, which, if you look at now, those marriage couple, they are pushing each other in the marriage because there are no institutes, there are no members that is discussing the benefit of the marriage.
Mm.
Yeah. What we are bringing it in the table, who are now the one that is benefiting and all of that. And this is what it was happening on 1901, somewhere there.
Yeah.
When the young couple decided into raising their children on their own.
Yeah.
And they become abandoned and it even become tough to them to to see that because those years, the extended family become a part of the raising of your children. But after that, they were said, no, me, I'm raising my children on my own.
Mm.
And this is now what it end up making people unhappy until today's world.
Yeah.
Because they don't, there are no, that's why you mentioned those cheating and all of that.
Yeah.
So you don't, when you are in marriage, you don't discuss sex. But when you are in a relationship, you know why I'm coming to you, which mm-hmm. means I have some developing feelings.
Yeah.
But in marriage, because it's, you are already there, the nature of that desire of marriage, it cut you off. Because when you are discussing in bed, something end up now pushing one side, or the person is cutting your emotional.
Mm.
And then you lose the desire.
Yeah.
So that is what people, they need to discuss, they need to understand it, that this is what it was, when wanting to enjoy, especially women, when they wanted to enjoy sex and marriage, they needing to come up with a schedule. Mm. And they need also to talk about it, that not all wise things that I can sex because I want to have another child. No. I'm also having my feelings that is just to enjoy or to celebrating that. So you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is where now this many or women I end up having a side partner.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. For that matter now. So it's a complex thing that needs to be discussed. No matter they said the information is not yet in the books or in the platform or whatever.
Yeah.
But on the look of things, people are every day look at answers.
Yeah.
How to making my marriage work.
Mm.
When it comes to why he cheating on me,
yeah.
What was all about, and those questions are no only few of.
But you know what? Sometimes when you look at this, this is a life changing kind of decision that you make, and even when you look at the church, in some churches you only go for 1 weekend. To learn, you know, what is marriage all about. But this is a life-changing, it's a life-changing decision you make.
So,
and it's something that you're also not being taught in the home. Of course, you learn it from modeling from your mother and from your father. So that's also a way of actually learning. But if the experience in the house is not good, you're more likely actually to replicate that. So what I mean is that people are actually entering marriage without really knowing what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're excluding the nature. Because some people think conditional rules are meant to making things right.
Yeah.
But not that way. Because the nature is playing a big role here.
Yeah.
As you said, the quality time with your partner.
Mm.
Don't always, because in marriage, what I feel in marriage, you never come across in discussing simple matters. You are always, if your partner calls you in the table,
yeah.
They just want to discussing problems.
Yeah, yeah.
How we are going to solve in the school's fees or new school uniform or what is the child want and all of those things. So which is sometimes financially it's not doing good for your partner.
Yeah.
But because you see that he's spending maybe money on fuel to running around with, looking for friends or whatever.
Other kids, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you now, when it comes to that, you say, oh, why can't you maintaining with that while I'm looking for money? Say, no, I know you were having $1,000 just a day on your bank account, but when I check in today, there are only 200. Where are you using that 800? You see, the conversation is already changing to the judgment. And that is where now you find this, now they don't have quality time, everybody's on his throwing. One is on Instagram, the other one is on TikTok.
Yeah.
So there are no eyes communication, and that is what is destroying this marriage issue. Yeah. And those who are now having big posts in the organization, so they end up now discussing more with their colleagues, yeah, because of that. So that is what you see. Yeah, because of the time, man.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks, man, for coming through, yeah?
You're welcome.
Mm. All right, yeah. Just to add to what I was saying earlier on, that was looking at the different dimensions that we can look at in terms of faithfulness. Yeah, the last one, there are many, but physical faithfulness as well. As yes, physical faithfulness is important. It means keeping your body for your partner only. It means not crossing line with other, as David used to say. So don't touch other people's people. So that's David's, you know, rule that, well, don't touch other people's people. So it means not crossing line with other people. So emotionally, emotional affairs, physical affairs, online affairs, it means honoring the physical bond that is unique, you know, to marriage. Now, but here's the thing, okay? But here's the thing. Physical faithfulness without other dimension is really, really nothing. It's really hollow. You know, you can keep your body from other people. You can keep your body from other people. But if your heart is elsewhere, if your money is elsewhere, the one we talked earlier, if it's your money is going elsewhere, if your time is going elsewhere, are you really being faithful? You know, you could be here, but, you know, if other things that we talked about are elsewhere, are you really being faithful? So when I ask, when we ask, is it time to redefine faithfulness? I say yes. Not to lower the standard, but to raise it. Not to make it easier, you know, but to make it more complete. So we need to understand that faithfulness is not just about what you do, what you do not do. Like, you don't cheat. So it is about what you do. It is active, not passive. All right. It's about presence, not absence. So, yeah, there were a lot of other things that I wanted us to look at. But time is not on our side. And I think Tate France is probably waiting to come up with the realm of historic. So that's coming up with Tate France. Immediately, I will be handing over now to him. In Windhoek. So we're crossing over to Windhoek, to Tate France. I'm saying goodbye. And I'm going to leave you with one of my, is it my favorite? Let me put this. Wait.
It's going quick here, lads. The last voice just been cancelled.
Myself to go home.
All right, and I'm saying goodbye and handing over to the Tate France in Windhoek. So until next time, that will be Monday morning when we all assembly and unpacking the day. So goodbye for now. Till Monday.
The days we had, the songs we sang together. Oh yeah. And oh my love, I'm holding on forever, reaching for the love that seems so far. So I say a little prayer and hope my dreams will take me there, where the skies are blue, to see you once again, my love. Overseas from coast to coast, find a place I love the most. Once again, my love.
To find a place.